A git voch and a mazel dike voch this coming Wednesday Vuf Kislev is the 25th Yutzat fin in zere gröuse Zayde de Veritzki Eruv Haguna Tzadik Rabbeini Yecheskel Shraga ben Haguna Kudish Rabbeini Yitzchok Maya Zechiso Yuganalaini. He was born Yiteh Shvat Tar Samach Aleph 1901 in a little shtetl called Tarna. And he had a matuna from Bashefa Arichas Yuma Vashunim that was years full of being Marbetz Toire, Kedishin, Tahara by Klal Yisrael, and his Nestalig Avorim Zukin, is Sva Yuma Vuf Kislev Tufshi and Zion 1997. Klal Yisrael Bechlal and our communities Befrat Odes Tzadik, a tremendous debt of gratitude and Akudas Atoiv, because he was Marchev Gevila Kedisha, and he brought a light and a Rangebringt Yiddishkeit into a whole community and to doiris of Kindelach, Yingalat and Balbatim, where he built a Kehillah, Mikveh Tahara, Moizdis. He saw that there should be Kushers, Kashers, Shmir Shabbos in the Geschäften. His father was a Geweikte Shin Vechusid who was Zoichanach to be Zechmes. Avig Bamshin Veruf Shabusim Yimim Toivim and even Paisach named him after his Rebbe, Dem Divri Yecheskel. When the Zayde grew up, his father lived in Chist. His father was Ruv in a Kehillah, Tfeir Shabbos in Chist. And the Zayde was Zoiche to see Tzadikim Mekadoshim from the previous generations and have with them a Shaiches and to be a Mekabel Hadrucha. He would talk about how he was zoicha to be by the Heilige Rigis Aboisim the entire last year of the Rigis Aboisim's life, when the Rigis Aboisim had a private meeting with only 10 people, Shabbos Yontiv, and he would sit with his father next to the Rigis Aboisim, B'Shalashidus. He was zoicha to grow up in Chist, which the roof before the Rigis Aboisim was the Heilige Miram Sheik, who was a Talmud Mivik from Chassam Soifer, and he grew up zapping Zechun, Metadrucha, and Masses, and said Sepirim from Talmidim from the Ram Sheik, what they spoke about from the Heilige Chassam Sofer. When he was a young child, 12 years old, he was accepted into the yeshiva from Chister Ruf, Rebbe from Yosef Greenwald, Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha. The Zayd always used to say that he was the only Talmud in the yeshiva that was on the Bar Mitzvah, and when he had to verhezach then Chister Ruf, Rebbe from Yosef Greenwald, he couldn't even reach the table. He would have to stand on a ledge to be able to see the Chister Ruf in his Zolzachkenne Bein Feherden. When Chister Ruf left to Ingvar, to become Reuven Ingvar, the Zayde went to Satmar, where he had a Shvugger, Elia Leichtag, who was dying in Satmar then, and Be'emot Tegelern Dohiru, and by the 15 years of the Zachfehet, Bam Fete, Yeridaye, he was Zoich at that point to build a keisha that lasted his entire life to his Rebbe, who was the Satmaruv, Zachis Yuganalaini, who by the First World War, Satmaruv ran to Satma to be there as a safe haven. And he had a chavrisha shaft with him, and this was something that he cherished for his entire life. Besides being a chusid from him Satmaruv and a Talmud, he was zoiched to be the personal poisig bam Satmaruv do in America and his shtib in the Ersht Yud in America, where he shechted for him and he sold his chumitz, and Satmaruv had sich gemisht mit him Paisach when they ran out of schmaltz one Paisach, and he paskened the shtib shalas. Later, when Rav Dushinsky came from Galanta to Chist, the Zayde went back to Chist and had learned by Heiligen Rebbe Rav Dushinsky, which that was his Rabbi Mivik for life, and his entire life he would talk about Rav Dushinsky, Rav Dushinsky is Rebbe. He was Zoycha Lekirvi Yisair from this Tzaddik Rav Dushinsky. He was the one that was Meshamashim. He was the one that wrote his Toiris after he spoke, and after Shalashidus he kept the logs and the ledges of Feherim the Bukharim, and where they stayed and where they learned. But all of this was with a tremendous asmuda satoira, tzachmasei gaya gevein, and learning, and from the wee hours of the morning till the late hours of the night, and is nesalig varim bekedisha betahara. He told me once that he never stepped into a store, chasida shabucha yirshamayim. He said even when he was a chusin and he had to go buy the malbishim, he would not go during regular store hours. He asked the storekeeper to do him a favor to open the store at night. He should be able to go in when there weren't any customers there. That is on the shnichshel then. When it became this man chasana tzum, had the chasana gehad with his first cousin, Harabunas Chaya Drezel, the tochter from the elder side, his father's brother, the Veritzki Eruv Agun HaKudosh, Reb Shulam Noyach, and they had gegessen kest by his shver. And it was at that time that his shver was mamamahim to be Rosh Yeshiva and Veritzki by the yeshiva. After his chasana was when he went around to take tourists Eruv in the Gedoyli Yisruel. So the first place that he went for Shteitzach was his Rebbe, his childhood Rebbe was Rebbe from Yosef Greenwald. Rebbe from Yosef Greenwald told him, who was Ingve Ruven, and I just got a Shver, a Shala today, would you paskem me the Shala? And the Zaydot and Sinim and the Shala, Batiftam, Vadas, they spoke at length and learning, and Rebbe from Yosef Greenwald is a rose from the Kailam, from his Klurkeit and his Mesidetikeit and learning. From there, he went to Minkach, some Heilige Mincha Saluza. The Mincha Saluza had a Gabba that lived here in America, Reb Chaim Beer Greenfeld. Reb Chaim Beer used to say, Ksaida, the Veretzkiru was a Chad Badura. The Mincha Saluza did not give anyone Turis Seruah besides the Zayda, and he was Makabal Bam Zaydan Turis, he was Makabal Finaminka Cheruv Smicha. From there he went to his Rebbe Mivik, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Dashinsky, and he came into Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Dashinsky. There was a nasifa then. Kuhl was having a nasifa. He said the ganze kehillah was there, so he stood respectfully at the side. And in the middle of Dashinsky stands up and walks over to the Zayde and he says, Reb Cheskele, what could I do? So the Zayde tells him, Rebbe, why do you call me Reb? I'm in the Talmud. So he said, Kuvud HaTalmidim, Kuvud HaToyru, what could I do for you? So he said, I came to take... So Rav Dashinsky told him, I made a kabula that for, I think, 1 or 2 years, I am not going to give Turus Seruah Semicha to anyone. I guess it was a Master Shehoyu. He says, but I left myself a Pesach Pesiach, but that's only when I'm a chist. He says, I'm traveling on vacation. I'm not going to be a chist. Let's talk and learning now. I'm going to feher you now. Then you're just going to write me a letter and I will send you back Turus Seruah Kachava. At Egeret Metem Elen, and his Rebbe loved him, the kesha that his Rebbe had to him. He used to eat shabusim by his Rebbe. It's like a Geweig Bazan Rebbe. And his Rebbe wrote him a Herrliche Smicha. Then, Hattagadim Zayde, the Skol Yeruv, his Shver, Rebbe from Eber Ratenbeg, Zeichet Tzadik Levruch Hashem Yim Kmedum, by Fenemat Roch Makabel Gevein. Smicha. The Zayde was Zoyche, Zich Zeweikim, but the Tzedikim and Kedoshim. The Dark Achiever for Minkach, the Ahavas Yisruel, the Atzachayim, the Psuchadov and Bells, he was Makabal from all of them Hadrucha, but Befrat from Psuchadov, he was Makabal Hadrucha, and learning where Psuchadov told him, if you're going to learn like this, Zugach the that it's going to be is Gila Nashmirat, you should remember what you learn. And Zan Gans Leib Mategezuk that I learned on the Mahalach that Belzeruf told me in Chabzoiche Gevein to Gedenken, Vusarot gelernt. From Veretzki, he went to Yasana where he became Dayan, and then in 1929, in Tarpaites, Gur Ayin Geman, he was Zoiche to become Rosh Bezin and an Eve Embi Yisrael Neiter. Then, like all of Klal Yisrael, came the Melchume Yudin. But before the Melchume Yudin, let's go back a minute to Neitere. In Neitere, he always used to tell us that there were many Moira Heruas, but he would have the bulk of the Shalas coming to him. And he said the reason was, he says, it's very easy to be Machma. A Moira Heruah has to try to find her Tayrim and has to try to make Halucha in Yiddishkeit Gringer of Ayid, he says, and I was never a Machma, I always found ways to be Michael for Yid and for Steitzach, based on Shulchan Aruch, based on Achroinim and Poskim. He had a Chavrisishaft with a Yid, with a Yingeman, with a Bucha, a Neiter, a Yankel Levi, Zaycha Tzadik Levrucha, Ach Gewein HaKudosh. And this Chavrisishaft was from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. And the deal that he had with the Baba, that from 10 to 2 I sleep every night and you do not stare me. And from 2 to 6 I will not stare you. And if a child cries, I will take care of the child. And he would wake up every day 2 o'clock. Amulatzer gemacht, that he overslept. So he told this Rabbi Yankel, this is katachlis, I can't have an alarm clock because it's going to wake up the mishpucha. He tied a string to his toe, and that was out the window. And Rabbi Yankel would see that the Zayde is not there 2 o'clock. He would schlep the string, and Azoyt is sich aufgeweckt. And Azoyt is gesessen, ala teure, ala voide, gehorvet lenin. The Melchume Yudin, like all of Klal Yisrael, he lost the Meshpucha, 5 kinder, it's a whole Arichas of Amasa. The only one that survived was my father, Zichron Lebrucha, who at a young age ran away from Nitra to Ingeren on his own through the fields and the forest, and from there he ended up from Neihaisel to Veritzki, and from Veritzki to his Vetter, to Vitke Ruv and Niritaz, and from there Nebuch, he went through the atrocities that all the Yidin on Midgemach. The Zayde al Kapunim stayed in Neitre, a Zoydei b'shtigefiet. And he was Zoyche to, in the Melchume Yudin, when there was an Arbeitslager working for the Czechoslovakian government, he was Zoyche, he always used to say, I turned the Treifene kitchens into Kushere kitchens, but that was until 1944. 1944, Shoshuna, he went into a bunker with 10 people, 7 men and 3 women. This bunker was a 6x7, 6 feet tall. He was there, kamat 6 chadushim, until he was liberated the second day Pesach. He said, there wasn't a day that I missed being giving Shira Teure Berabim, at the Rangenim, at 2 kleine Sfurim, one from Reb Chaim Ben Reb Tzal, and another brother, another cipher. He didn't miss a Matzah Shabbos from Lavamalka. Shteitzchit from Lavamalka consisted of carrot peels, but nicht verfehlt in Lavamalka, and that is where there was a million Yidin living under in the subcellar, and later that house became the headquarters of the Nazis. They did not think for a minute they were going to survive. They used to talk, if we will survive, which is not shayach, how are 10 Yidin going to live in a world without Torah, without Yiddishkeit? Daibishter geholfen, and the Melchume ended, and they survived, and the Zayde stayed in Neitra another year. That year in Neitra, to get in Gedoilas Venetziris, his house became a house, a Teltal Pius, Yesoimim and Yesoimis. He made them Chasana. He used to sit in Prishborg to be Mater Aginis. He sent Erev Pesach with the Baba 300 packages to Yid Matzah, a half a Kachka, a Kasha to Kachka, with other cooked Zachen, and he told the Baba, if we could get Yidin to taste kushers once, I believe that will reawaken the kashers that they had when their parents were alive from before the Melchume, and that will keep them and bring them back to Yiddishkeit and Kachave. He made a chasana once, and there was a kala that cried. She said, my dream was that I'm going to have a kala bouquet. Now, where do you get a kala bouquet? The Baba, Aleya Shulam, traveled to Kasho, but the trains were packed from refugees coming and going. She sat on the roof of a train for 2 days because bridges were bombed. You had to take one train to another to bring a kala back, a kala bouquet. That was the Mesiras Nefesh, and that was their house in Neitra. In 1946, Izunga came to America, and as we said, he found his Rebbe again, and he became his personal Moira Heirua, his personal Shtibruv, and he was Zoyche to unbelievable Kirve from all the Tzaddika Hador that lived then. The Stropke Veruv, and when the Dimr Chaim from Visions came to America, it was Alt Yedidashaften, but er gelebt mit dem. This is what he lived with. In 1952, he decided to move to Flatbush. Why did he go to Flatbush? Because every neighborhood that he went to look at, to build a besmedrish with some landslide, he would ask, where's the closest besmedrish? Where's the closest Mukam Torah? They would tell him a block away, 2 blocks away. He said, How could I be Masa Gevil? So Mamayla, he came to Flatbush. There was not a Zaycha Vayidi, barely had Niyan, but that is where he started to build Torah. He had a Koilul in Flatbush in those years. And the Koilul, because his dream was always Torah, his dream was always Marbet Torah Tzazan, and Marbet Tzazan Kedisha Vitahara. The Gedoyli Yisroel, Rabbi Yoyne Fos, Zaychet Tzadik, Levruch, Rabbi Shmelke Tobenfeld, Ham Gelein, Be'eim and Koil. But Flatbush in those days was amid B'Shemuma, so he was Moise Nefesh, convincing storekeepers to keep stores closed on Shabbos, convincing butcher stores to bring in Kusha Fleisch and to get Namal Hechshayrim and Rabunim to give Hechsha on it, Yidin Shref Kusha Fleisch. There was no mikveh in the whole neighborhood. He built a mikveh on East 15th Street on Avenue J. Tzela Maruf Zechayin Lebrucha came and was in a spool, how the mikveh was laid out, how he designed it. And that was his life. His life was a life full of Mesiras Nefesh, full of Vuskenachtin from Bashefer. I found a letter from Belzeruv Rabbi Aralu, who sends him back. And evidently the Zayda Shala, or the Brucha that he asked for in the letter, was he should be Zoycha to be Marbet's Toira. And Belzeruv writes him back, the Gaba writes back, that I gave the Pidyon some Rebbe, and the Rebbe Tungevinching, you should be Zoycha to be Marchiv Gevila Ekedisha. Just want to end off with a few little stories about this mensch, Verde Menshe Gevein, and what he was all about. In 1955 or 1956, it was before the Seide, and it's a Chanjetzin Seide in a mikveh. So he told my Baba he's walking to Bensonhurst. The Baba begged him not to, it's not safe. He said, I have to go to a mikveh. So he went to 67th Street, where the yeshiva used to be on 20th Avenue. There was a Svarda Shekehilla, but that was closed. Hatte sich der Mann, der am Beth Avenue, wo gewohnt als Sanze Rebetzin, that her husband had a Besmerdisch by 86th Street. So he walked there. He walked up three flights up, because the Besmerdisch was the first floor. There's this Nush on the second, and this Almuna lived on the third floor. And he heard them singing Vihisha Amdu. So he said, how could I stay Yid in the Mitna Saida to go open a mikveh for me? The mikveh was locked. He turned around and he came home. But this was the seed, is the imizdikait, matriach zana zweite yid. He would go around, collect geld and besmedish every Rosh Chodesh. He was a zook and he was a bentishim already. And he would collect this because he had yidin and Eitz Yisroel that were waiting for Chodesh geld that he supported. It was already Sof Yom of, there was a knock on his door once. An ingeman that must have been 70 years younger than him asked him a shala. And the Zayda on the spot answered him. And this Ingeman, like Ingelad, sometimes a Gotzi, Rebbe, where do you take this sack from? So the person that opened the door got really upset and wanted to tell this Ingeman, the Mechitzav is the best. Don't come ask Shalas. The Zayde said, nein, loizia derech. He sat down with the Ingeman, spent with him close to a half hour, going through Shulchanurach Nosekailim, Chivasvurim, to tell him on what he based his halucha and where he took it. I was with him once in Besmerdish, which was Chalamoit Paisach, and there was a Chushev Rosh Hashiva there who came over to me after Mincha. He said, Rebbe, you see that guy in jeans and flip-flops and a t-shirt that's all scribbled up? Er steht mich von Davonen. Wie kämen losen, als alle Chayiden kämen Davonen in Besmerdish? I saw the Zayda was not very impressed with this Yid, but Lechvoido didn't answer him back. The Yid was a Chushev Rosh Hashiva. After the Yid left, took me the Zayda, Azah Pelef in Azach. He says, you know, I look at this Yid and I say, if this Yid could come to Besmedesh Davanen like this, this is such a mischaya for me. Wieso darf ich mich stellen Davanen zum Beshefer? But that was his mahalach. His mahalach was, he saw the gits in every Yid. He would see Achtoy, if he would only Shenira Kalechot Malas Chavaraini, but he would see the Gitzkeit and the Eibishtis Briya. You're talking a Yid that lost his entire family, children, Tata, Mama, Shver, and Shviger. You never heard him Bakluzach. All that he said was, no, the Charbin, there were Charbunas on the Welt already, Tachtat, there was the Nevizradin, Vichadnetze. So there was a Hitler. He said, but the rebirth of Klal Yisrael, look at Klal Yisrael, look at the Torah, and he would been a spool when he saw Yingala, Davanan and Lernan. He would leave his house every morning to go to Besmedish and he would stop and he would look up at the trees, at the birds and say, Murabi Maseichu Hashem, but he would say it mita emezdikait. And every morning he would be inspired from seeing the Eibishter's Bria. This was this Udam Gudel, this was this Tzaddik, this was this Erlich Yid that built so much Toyre and Kedisha al Admas America, but he did it, never talking on other Gedoyle Yisruel. If we would sometimes Shabbos Bam Tish Abissel politics, he would clap off and Tish Bam Mirishtib Retmanish Kampalitik and Meretnish of Gedoyle Yisruel, because he only saw the gits in every Yid. Daibish is Lehelfin's Neshoma should be a Mailat Yoshe. We should be able to do for this Heilige Tzaddik and Ish Kudish, a Kleinigkeit, Beyoyme de Helila, the light is coming Wednesday. He did so much for so many thousands of Yidin and Nehene from his Kehillah, so many hundreds of Talmidim at the Rov gestellt, so many tens of millions of dollars of Tzedukah at Moshe verteilt from his Besmedish Bechayev and Lacha Petirusai, Salazan, Amayla Tzoyche, Zalum Alechting and Ganaiden, Zechise Yugen Alayni Agitavach.